You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into Prime Time. That's all I got. I only got that far.
I was going to say, I don't have a, like, what it do or ahoy, and I'm not going to pretend to have one.
I built a show sheet, and as far as I got was welcome to Prime Time.
Have a good night, everybody.
Script the whole thing all the way.
Four hours of List Radio. Here we go.
Do a Francesca. I could see them winning this one. I could see them losing this one.
Hi, my name is Patrick. This is Will, and that's Jordan behind the glass. We're here to talk to you about your extended car warranties.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
No, the boys are out for a majority of this week. I think Rob is at home on his staycation, and Jason is what? He is on an island somewhere, isn't he?
I think that's what everyone's saying. I have no idea where he's gone.
I think he went to St. Lucia.
Oh, where? Somewhere fancy. Okay.
So, Caribbean?
Caribbean. Is it one of those words? Do you say it differently depending on the context? I feel like I do that with caramel and caramel.
No, I'm usually pretty much the same. Unless I mess it up, then I blame my accent and I try to gaslight people into thinking that they're wrong and I was right.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm not afraid to gaslight if
you know,
I have
you
to.
Know what, Will? You're one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And I love that you secretly are a gaslighter because I hate gaslighting, but it does make you a human being now.
I'm not above gaslighting. I don't hate it. Oh, St. Lucia. I'm looking it up right now. It's beautiful. I get why he went there.
Yeah.
Why is he going right now, though? This feels like a weird time for a vacation.
What do you mean? It's always nice in the Caribbean.
No, that's not what I mean. But, like, usually, I mean, it's raining today, but it's halfway decent. We're
it
end rained of April.
Yesterday, too.
Yesterday was nice. It might have rained at the beginning, but then it was nice by the end of the day. I just feel like the Caribbean trip or, you know, the Florida trip, the California trip, isn't that usually saved for around the holidays? Or maybe you're going to do it like in July or August when there's not a whole lot going on? Not that there's a lot going on now.
I don't think you really have to dictate or prioritize when you want to spend 5 days on a beach drinking Mai Tais.
Maybe
I think you can kind of do that whenever you want.
I was going to say, maybe that's just because my parents were both teachers. So, like, that's how vacations worked for us. It's like I knew at the beginning of April, I was going on vacation because it's spring break.
My kids, their mom is a teacher, their dad is a teacher. I am not. And they cannot fathom that people work during the summer. They're like,
like, what's going on?
They're like, Patrick, when's your summer break? And I was like, the weekend? Like, what are you talking about?
Welcome to life.
Yeah, what do you mean, break? Yeah. Probably all going to grow up to be teachers and just laugh.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's what my best friend does. He's a teacher. He teaches elementary school right down the road from here. And he's always like, man, dude, you got to travel more, dude. Really opens your mind. I'm like, yeah, dude, really? You got 3 months off to do that, man. I got to take time off to do that.
Well, see, but when you start telling teachers that as a fake teacher myself, you got to be careful.
Are you
then
gaslighting
they get,
yourself?
I'm not gaslighting myself. I'm a sub. I kind of teach. I impart wisdom to the youth.
Part wisdom.
Hey, dude, you know what? Today in kindergarten, we learned how to draw the letter M, upper and lowercase.
You're teaching kindergarten?
I did teach kindergarten today.
Do you let them climb all over you?
No, absolutely not. Although they are the perfect age, if you're not on high alert,
they'll climb you.
The hug will happen.
Oh.
And if you don't see the hug coming, it hurts.
Yes, I follow. I am the perfect height for most dogs and their swinging tail.
There you go. Yep. I have learned I'm the perfect height for the sneak attack hug because they missed you between recess and the lunchtime.
But they come barreling in and their head is kind of right around a sensitive area.
Right, and I'm talking to normal adults.
Yeah.
So it's not in my peripheral vision, and the sneak attack gets you, and it hurts.
Is the weather nice that high up?
It's usually raining. You know, it's a little bit colder, especially now that I'm bald. So those are things that I notice. I do wish I was a little bit shorter now.
Yeah.
Well, you then wanna, I wouldn't get what? Sneak attacked by the kids.
You want trade some inches?
No, yeah. just like two. Like, I'll go down to, like, 6'3", 6'2".
5'8", 5'9", would be great.
See, that's... well, once you hit a certain point of like height, it doesn't matter.
I started a new job, and there are things on shelves that I can't reach.
Okay, that sucks. As an adult, you do feel
it really
little,
sucks.
It's emasculating.
You're getting on a stool.
Yeah, there's like you know those like red Coca-Cola cups that you get at like pizzerias.
Yeah.
So we have some of those. I like to like grab a little soda every once in a while.
There you
it
go.
Is on a shelf. It's right at the front of the shelf. And if I don't grab it the first time I reach, it's gone.
Do you have to step stool it?
There's no step stool.
Oh.
And I've got too much pride.
I was like, are you climbing up on the counters?
No.
That would be so awesome. Like, your wife comes home and just like, Patrick, what do you do? Like, I gotta get the soda cups.
Yeah.
You're climbing up.
Yeah, we have that third shelf in all our cabinets. So let me do some math here. Two door. Yeah, we have like three main cabinets
that
we have, you know, different stuff in different places, obviously you organize. Mm-hmm. The top shelf has things on there that we will never use but don't want to throw away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I get that.
How am I going to get up there, man?
Well, you got to have like the junk closet where all your stuff is in that you never use, aka my just normal closet in my house. Right now in our house, for some reason, my roommate has started collecting the emergency scooters. You know, like when you break your leg or tear your knee.
Oh, yeah.
We have two of them. He is going to sell them, he has told me. He has not put them up on Facebook Marketplace or anything else like that. We've had them for a month, and they're just in our living room.
Is he going to get any, like, vintage emergency scooters? Because that's when you know it's over.
No.
That's when you know he's become a collector.
Well, he's really good at getting... I'm gonna gaslight here a little bit. Just beware. And I love my roommate. If your one complaint with your roommate is that he collects things and has good ideas but doesn't follow all the way through with them, that's a pretty darn good roommate. My roommate likes to collect these scooters, and he got them for free from his work. And so his whole plan is like, I'm going to get these scooters and then I'm going to sell them and I'm going to make money, and you can sell them for a couple $100, right?
Okay.
It's a great idea. The problem with that is you have to put them up on Facebook, or you have to put them on like Backdoor or whatever it is where you sell these items.
Backdoor? Do you mean Nextdoor?
Yes, yeah. That's what I meant. Nextdoor.
What? I don't know if I'm hanging out in the Backdoor.
You can tell
you know I mean.
I'm not selling these things.
Yeah, I don't know if the Backdoor is where I want to be.
We've had them for a minute. He has not sold them. He has not put them up. So once we do sell them, we are going to make some decent money on them, or at least he is. But right now, we're working on the collecting portion. We're building up our inventory, then we'll sell.
What if he, like, started souping them up?
He put some NOS on it?
Yeah, dude, get some NOS on that. Start racing for pinks with other
LEDs,
scooter bikes, you know?
Some color changers.
Get a CB radio on there so you can talk to other scooter bikes.
Does that raise the price? Are we now going to get
more
money?
I would pay for an emergency scooter at least $20 more if it had a CB radio in it.
Like, flip this scooter?
Yeah.
You were going to have, what's the guy who used
Pimp
to get out
my
there?
Scooter.
Yeah, there you go, with Exhibit.
With Exhibit.
That's right, you didn't think I knew about
well,
that.
Well, it's the NBA playoffs.
It is pretty old for you. I'm surprised you know who Exhibit is.
Yeah, congrats. That's actually a little bit of an old reference.
That's pretty great.
No, but it's NBA playoffs. You just got to like get it like a Denver Nuggets tricked out scooter, you know? So you just got to design it like that, sell it for $1,000 to some idiot Nuggets fan, they'll take it.
Mm.
Yeah, paint it green and say Kristaps Porzingis used it yesterday.
That's right.
Just say it. Like, yeah. You don't have to prove it.
Someone will buy it.
Yeah.
Why can't I grift them?
At least for 20 more bucks.
Yeah, just something simple. Like, 20 bucks is nothing.
No. I mean, it's a lot for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be part of my fee. Maybe that's what I should do. I'll sell them. He'll collect them. I'll sell
See,
them.
See, that's great. That's like you fly, I'll buy sort of thing.
Yeah, it's and
like
then we'll split it.
Yeah, you do the work. You get a little cash out.
Yeah, I'll be the sales guy. I will be the scooter sales guy.
I will talk to the random people on Craigslist.
I'm not afraid. We'll go to like some random parking lot.
Like
right?
The Target. Ride the Tilt-A-Whirl.
That's right. Perfect. I'll go to Charles E. Cheese's house and I'll sell them out there. Although... Maybe I'd do better with my clientele out by like a TJ Maxx or something.
What, does the TJ Maxx have a Ferris wheel in the parking lot?
Not anymore, but it did.
It did? It did. Okay, all right.
Actually, I really missed a great opportunity. When there was the stupid little pop-up amusement park, that would have been the perfect place to sell them.
That's what I'm saying, man. Dude,
right after you break your leg on the Tilt-A-Whirl, you can use my scooter.
Your future is right there with you, man. All you had to do is reach and grab it.
Is it better if I rent them? Is this like the housing market? Like I could rent the scooters
out?
Could
you rent scooters and then sell them?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just give like a dubious name to the guy?
Yeah. Big Will Scooters, come by.
You gotta have a better name than that.
Slick Willie Scooters.
There we go. Now we're talking. Slick Willie Scooters in the parking lot of Charles E. Cheese.
I think that's that'd be the
buy
perfect
two scooters, place. Get a free ride on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Okay, don't we all think that guy's actually dealing drugs and the whole scooter thing's just to cover though in the parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese?
Nah, they can come find me. It's fine. Nothing wrong with me. Cops need scooters too. Like I got you guys.
Cops need scooters too.
They'll need scooters. They get
scooters
hurt on the job.
Scooters lives matter.
I'm just out here to help the injured and make a buck
and make a buck off the injured.
No, 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 no. I'm not making a buck off you. I'm helping you transition from being hurt to healthy. See? A little bit of gaslighting goes a long way.
Oakley-dokley. Well, we got a show for you tonight. That's Will Ordner. I'm Patrick Harris. We're with you today and tomorrow. Isaac will be back on Thursday. So just bear with us for 2 days and you'll have your boys back, or at least half of them.
You'll have half the crew, yeah.
We got a lot to get to today. Old guys in the NBA is where we're going to start. There's also in the news at 4:30, Hot 5 at 5, and plus a little sneak peek into the club hour. Did you ever think you had monsters hiding in your room? We'll get to that and what one little girl discovered when she thought she had monsters. But when we come back, old guys in the NBA, what the future looks like for some of these, and we'll start with the most fragile superstar in the history of professional sports. This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
316 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. And a little bit of breaking news coming through.
Yeah.
Coming through the old wire. Old Mike Trout. If you listen to the Hot Corner every Tuesday night from 7 to 9, which we will not have Hot Corner tonight, I apologize, but you get me for 4 hours. We've been running the segment on Is Mike Trout the Next Mike Trout? And Jeff Passan and some others are now reporting that Mike Trout has to have knee surgery. And he is not expected to miss the rest of the season, but no timetable for return.
So that tells me that either something needs to go and get cleaned up, or it's a meniscus injury, maybe. Now, I'm not a doctor, despite what my Twitter handle says. But usually if it's not a full year, that means your ACL, your MCL, your LCL, and probably your PCL is
intact.
Good there. Your issue would be the meniscus. Usually, if you're not out a full year, that means they're just going to take most of the meniscus out, or they're going to clean up a part of it. That's the kind of thing, though, where like you get him back sooner, and that's awesome, but that usually ends the career a little bit earlier, because what the meniscus is it's going to stop that wear and tear, that bone on bone, right? I believe this is why Brandon Roy had to stop, because he didn't have that cartilage in there.
Basically gone.
Right, to protect the knees.
It's like, yeah, and if you pop your knuckles or stuff, that's basically bone on bone clicking. And because you don't have the cartilage there.
Right.
So it's really bad. So then this leads me to my next question. Is Mike Trout the next Mike Trout? Yes, because he's still hurt? Or am I more surprised that it's his knee that's hurt and not his back from carrying that garbage-ass baseball team?
Well, if they were like going to be a postseason team, I'd say it's the biggest trade deadline signing of the year when they get him back, right?
Mike Trout has 10 home runs and 8 RBIs. How that math works, I don't know, but it's how it goes.
He's so impressive.
So bad.
He's still having one of those years where it's like he has 2 home runs and the Angels lose by 7.
Can I point out, too, the headline that just came across MLB.com from GM Perry Manassian for the Angels said Mike Trout could return this season. So there's a lot of different words being floated around there. Like I see Twitter saying expectations are, and then even our own YouTube, they expect him back. No, this is a could.
Anytime you say not expected to be season ending, I'm like, we're in April. So how long do you think?
I would expect him to be back at some point. I wonder also if this is one of those where he could be back if you're in playoff contention, and if you're not in playoff contention and there's any kind of setback, dude, just take the year off and recover. I also don't know why he would rush back anyways. I wonder, though, with Trout, like, is there any way, and now I'm doing the whole, like, can we get Dame out of Portland but to Mike Trout in L.A., but is there any way that maybe this would make it easier for them to trade him and then you can – then he would come back because he'd be on a playoff possible team.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's baseball. Like, someone would be willing to pay that, you'd think.
The Angels are going to get less, though, now, right? This kind of, I would say, ensures team's worst fears that he does have a continued injury history that is going to plague him for the rest of his career. He hasn't proven otherwise.
Yeah, so we might circle back around on this, see if any more information comes out throughout the show. Maybe we'll talk a little more in depth tomorrow and what that means about old Mikey and his future. But I do want to shift over to the NBA, as we got a lot of games tonight. I mean, we're deep in the playoffs right now. People being eliminated. First round's kind of starting to really start to wrap up ish. But I've got some questions about some players that aren't playing anymore. First, we'll start with our poll question. I don't have access to the poll question on Twitter. All right. Schultzy does. I do not. So I was going to say do it in your brain. Mm-hmm. But we can do it on X. However that works, I don't know, for I'm not on X. More likely to win another championship, Kevin Durant or LeBron James?
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. Now, just off initial reaction, I think it's LeBron because he is a free agent this year or has the opportunity to become a free agent.
There's no way I would ever opt out of a $51 million potential deal.
Well, if you're someone who claims to care as much about your legacy as LeBron.
And he's got buku dollars.
And he doesn't need it. And if he really wanted to, he could easily find his way onto a championship contending team. Where Kevin Durant, his extension kicks in this year. He's got four years of just buku bucks coming in from the Nets deal.
Right.
It's the Nets contract extension that is going to hit this offseason. So that means he's going to have to get traded. And he's already doing the song and dance of, well, I didn't like how Vogel coached the team. I didn't like how the teammates were doing around
me. They didn't
me.
Insert me into the
leave.
Offense the way I wanted to be.
If it would have been up to me.
You got three guys that need the basketball.
Well, you have three guys that have to have the basketball in their hands but don't create for other people. Yeah. It's just a poorly constructed roster. Like, I don't think that a team is going to be willing to I would hope not, at least, would be willing to trade for KD. Like, KD's not the final piece to your roster the way the new CBA is set up. Because if you pay KD what he's owed, which you're going to have to pay him, that means you can't pay someone else. And what KD has shown is that when you go and pay KD buku bucks when he's in Brooklyn, and when you pay him buku bucks when he's in Phoenix, like, yeah, you have these great superstars around him, but you don't have enough money to pay for all the other role players. Well, when you don't have enough money to pay for all the other role players, you don't end up having a point guard on your team, or you don't end up having a role player that can step up and play good defense. You know,
LeBron would be the greatest role player of all time. Could you see LeBron going to like a loaded team and come off the bench? Could win sixth man of the year for the next like 5 years.
If he really wanted to, he could go to New York. Whoa. Let Jalen Brunson be the one. Go be a two.
I think the world might implode if that happened.
Stephen A. Smith is already pumping it up.
A better chance of the world exploding. This is a part two of the poll question. Not real, but just fun part two. More chance of the world blowing up. LeBron as a Knick or KD back to the Warriors?
No, I think KD to OKC is a possibility. So that would actually be the funny one, is if LeBron went to OKC
and won a title.
I can win
with SGA
your scraps.
And Chet Holmgren.
Yes.
It's like all those dudes that they got for trading all those dudes. I mean, I guess just that one dude, Paul George.
Look at what I've done. And because they have all the draft picks, they draft Bronny as like Mr. Irrelevant, and then Bronny gets a title. And then LeBron can be like, look, MJ, I have six rings because Bronny counts as one, too.
That is our poll question for the day. So you can go to 1080 The Fan's Twitter page and vote. And as Rob says, always vote hard. But that does keep me thinking about, you know, what is the future for Kevin Durant? You know, like, let's take it from a basketball standpoint. I know Durant is maybe the most fragile superstar I've ever seen in professional sports. But the guy's talented, like, beyond imagination. Yeah. Maybe a top 10 scorer of all time, if not top 5 scorer of all time. Is this league still built for Kevin Durant? And eventually, I want to ask for LeBron, too. Is this league still built for Kevin Durant?
I think you get to a point where it is obviously built for Kevin Durant, but he's clearly taken at least a half a step back, right? Because if this is prime Golden State Warriors Kevin Durant, don't you think that he could have won a game in this Minnesota series by himself?
Yeah, you would think so.
Where he takes over, right? Like, game two, where Ant Edwards is struggling. I think he shot below 50% from the field in that game. He was playing good defense and doing stuff, you know, stuff on the other side of the ball, but he wasn't playing great offense. Doesn't that feel like if this is 5 years ago, Kevin Durant is able to hit a couple big shots down the stretch, the game was close, he's able to cause enough havoc on defense to where he might not be getting blocks or steals, but he's making shots difficult for other people, and he tells Bradley Beal and Devin Booker to get out of the way. It's my team.
Yeah.
It's my time right now. But he's not able to do that anymore because you're really starting to see that regression. Not from anything that he's doing. He's just old.
Yeah. And I just think as far as like the future for the Suns, I mean, nobody's going to take Bradley Beal. Nobody's going to take Bradley Beal. You force that hand into yours and you now have to live with it. But I heard some people talking this morning, like maybe they trade Devin Booker. I'm like, get the hell out of town. I would trade Durant and keep Booker every day of the week. But I wonder, I don't know, like, we've now seen the market for Kevin Durant twice, and we've seen it as a free agent when he signed in Brooklyn, and we saw it at a trade value. It is a lot for him. And it's a lot for a guy that is not, for a guy who should be option number one, he sure doesn't play like option number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not talking about the leadership stuff. We've gone over that, you know, ad nauseum. But, like, to be a one, you got to be the one. And I just don't see Durant. I haven't seen Durant as the one since OKC. Well, it's almost like I need other superstars so I don't have to do it all myself.
Right. Well, I also wonder if he has that innate ability to be a leader. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there is something that you can't quantify about a person that makes them a leader. Like, when I look at Ant Edwards, Ant Edwards to me is a leader.
Yeah.
He is a superstar in the making, and I really do feel like this was a superstar creating series for him. He went out, and in three of the four games, he was absolutely fantastic on the offensive end, and whenever they needed a big bucket, he did it. But when he had his one game offensively where he struggled, he went out and played good defense, and he fed Cat, he fed Gobert, he let Mike Conley run the offense, and he made sure that, hey, you know what, I don't quite have it today, I'm going to find a way to get my points in other ways, but I'm also not going to be afraid to set screens and get other guys open or pass the ball off when someone else has a better shot. I don't feel like Kevin Durant has that ability. I feel like Kevin Durant, to a lesser extent, is kind of like a Carmelo Anthony type of guy, where I'm going to go and get my points.
That's where it is now. Right. Yeah, that greatness of Durant, I think, is gone.
Right. He's old. He's 35.
Easy, buddy.
I know. Easy. But
yeah, shut up.
He's going to be 36 next year.
I know.
He's gotten to a point where he's taking that step
back. I was 36 2 years ago. It's wild.
We've found a point, though. I feel like this is like where everyone's eyes are opened, at least mine are. When you look at what this postseason was for Kevin Durant, when you look at what this postseason was for LeBron, and really you should have seen it last year for LeBron, but also what this entire season was for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
We are seeing a changing of the guard. It's time now for SGA and Ant Edwards and even Nikola Jokic they're going to be taking center stage. They are the new superstars of the league. These are the guys for the next 10 years when we watch postseason basketball where we go, I can't wait until they match up. And unfortunately, the 2010s and, you know, the late 2000s, the early 2020s, when we saw the LeBron versus the KDs versus the Steph Currys, those years are unfortunately over, barring some weird, wacky year where there's a bunch of injuries in front of a team and they get to be on that final stage. Like, it's over for them.
Yeah. And I do want to get more into that in about 15 minutes. We'll slide into that, that kind of changing of the guard, almost passing the torch. Which young guys are we really seeing emerge from this? Which could be a little bit of a flash in the pan, which could actually be bona fide superstars. And will they get the branding? Because we're on the doorstep of losing some big brands. Huge. In the NBA. And can guys like Ant Edwards step up for that? So I will get to that in about 15 minutes. When we come back, let's flip this over to LeBron and kind of as the talk, maybe not necessarily, but we were kind of flirting with it a little bit about what LeBron is as a player now. And we'll do that next. But first, Schulze with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, there's something that's kind of got me, got the old brain turning about this Michael Penix and Atlanta situation that I haven't quite heard anybody mention. So I'll bring that up and see what y'all think about that. Plus, we will get into a little bit of Mariners in the 4 o'clock hour.
Well, we have to. Someone has to brag about the Mariners.
Somebody has to. I also just love baseball.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I love baseball. You're a big baseball guy.
Big baseball guy. Can't play it, but I really like watching it.
I can't play it either. Baseball's hard.
Baseball is very hard.
Baseball is difficult. Yeah, people who are really good at it only do well like 30% of the time.
Yeah, dude. If you fail two-thirds of the time, you're like one of the greats.
Like all-time greats. Yeah. I need more things like that. Like what if driving was like two-thirds of the time you're going to get in a car
wreck? You fail three-quarters of the time and you've made yourself a nice little cash pocket.
Yeah.
It's like $50, $100 million career depending on when you play.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Pretty good.
If you were like, hey, when it comes to radio, Will shows up a quarter of the time. But that quarter of the time, he gets paid a lot of money for it.
4-year, $25 million deal, dude. Look, umpires are even mad that baseball players can be so terrible because they've started to be just as bad.
Well, they're just following after their Lord and Savior, Angel Hernandez.
He is sent from above. We've been talking about basketball and kind of KD's future, but I'm also interested in LeBron's future because, boy, two players that are signs of a generation, not that far apart in age. LeBron and I are the same age. We're the same year of high school. So when I graduated high school, I enrolled at Clark College. When LeBron graduated high school, he signed a $99 million deal with Nike.
Well, that shows you have a step up on him, though. He did not sign to a college.
That is true. I did go to school, and I have a degree.
You have a degree. Go LeBron, Cougs. I don't think, has a degree. Nope. You're better than him. Look at you.
Loser. But the Lakers are eliminated in the first round for the second year in a row. And I believe only the second time ever in LeBron's career where he's been eliminated in the first round. And this brings a lot of questions. I mean, this Lakers team is in kind of a hot mess. And I think we knew it was headed in this direction. The bubble win was kind of nice, I guess. And then it was like, what's this going to look like for the next few years? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it's kind of showed itself as it's just not very functional. Darvin Ham sounds like he's going to get canned. LeBron keeps talking about how he wants to stay in LA. But I think we were kind of talking about this a minute ago. As much as I don't think there's a great, huge place in basketball for Kevin Durant, I still think there's a great place for LeBron.
Right, because LeBron is a better facilitator. LeBron can still pass with the best of them. I mean, he's, what, third, fourth all-time career assist numbers? Mm-hmm. Like, he can still go out and get boards. He's going to go out and put up, what, 28-8 probably? Like, that's what he averaged around this year. LeBron can do a lot of things. No offense to Kevin Durant. There's a lot of guys in the NBA that can score. Can they score as efficiently as KD? No, not necessarily, but are we getting that KD of old where he could score at that efficiency? I didn't really see it in this playoffs, and I didn't see it that much this year.
And I think one thing that benefits old LBJ is he can adapt, he can transform, he can change to whatever kind of game he is. Like you were saying, okay, if this year, what is he, like 24-8-9 maybe? Mm-hmm. He could be a 16-11-12 guy.
Right.
He could.
Really, and he has shown that he can kind of want to do that. He wanted AD to take over and be that guy.
Right.
He's not afraid.
His problem was it was AD.
Well, AD's injury prone, and he's not afraid to play second fiddle. But what I think, and I think you touched on this when you brought this whole piece up, is that 2020 year, it worked because they had role players around them, and they had a more complete team. Mm-hmm. They were able to, in the old CBA, have a little bit more money, and they were willing to go over that luxury tax mark. They were able to have Alex Caruso, who he wasn't always the best offensively, but he could go play darn good defense. Mm-hmm. You had Dwight Howard as your backup center. That's a pretty good defender down low. You know, you look at that team, that 2020 championship roster, and I only named a few, there are a lot of quality role players that they were surrounded by. Well, when those guys left and the new CBA kicked in and the amount of money that they had spent and locked up on LeBron and Anthony Davis, you weren't able to go out and get that same role player. You're now having to rely on a guy like D'Angelo Russell, who offensively, when he has his big moments and he has big games, he can shoot with the best of them. The problem is he doesn't play really good defense. And if you get 2 out of 5 games where you have good shooting nights from D'Angelo Russell, that's considered a victory. And what I think we're learning is if you go out and you make big trades or big free agent signings in the NBA, and you are trying to build a big three that way, and you don't build it through the draft, you will not be successful. When you look at it, the Boston Celtics big three was successful because they won one title.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Heat big three was successful. They won 2.
Went to 4.
What's another team that did that? You look at the Brooklyn team with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden.
That's a no.
They didn't do that.
Philadelphia, no.
Right?
I really don't like the Clippers. I mean, I don't think the Mavericks are that great, and the Clippers are not putting them away like they should.
The Clippers haven't done it. When you see the teams that are successful, well, right? Denver has a big three. Well, guess what? Those are all guys that they got homegrown.
Yeah, and I don't know if you'd call them big three, you know? I mean, right. They're three really great players. I don't mean to take away, especially with Jokic. And I love Jamal Murray. I love Jamal Murray a lot. But yeah, it's not that, like, token big three. It's like they've got three studs on that team, but it's not Durant, Kyrie, and James Harden.
But they're a more complete team because they have complete players around.
I
mean, we didn't even mention Aaron Gordon in that conversation, and he's had big games. So I think when you look at the NBA, we need to stop looking at it as, hey, let's amass as much talent as we can and figure it out on the back end. You have to build through the draft. Yeah, you're going to go and get a big free agent signing or a big trade, right? Boston. I love the Jrue Holiday trade, and I love the Kristaps Porzingis trade if he can come back and be healthy the rest of the postseason. But most of that team is built through the draft.
Yeah.
Right?
And Brown and Tatum.
And so I kind of think that if LeBron is the final piece and that's where he wants to go, then he can be successful, right? But if he's going to try and go build another super team, it's just not going to work because you're not going to have the depth that you need to be successful.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that we know, and LeBron knows, that he can be whatever he needs to be. I think the real question is, will he? I have yet to see him say, yeah, I'll do it. We know you can do it, bud. So just do it. And to point out to the text line, yes, I forgot that the Lakers made the Western Conference Finals last year. I was thinking the year before. I apologize. I'm an idiot. End of show. We're out of here.
I like how as soon as there's like one little mistake, it's like, hold on.
I know. I missed it. That's my fault.
I'll burn the podcast.
I'll take the heat.
No record of the mistake.
I'll take the heat for that. Come find me on Twitter. I'm just joking. You can't.
Come find me on Twitter, at Isaac Rock.
Yeah, I think that's just the toughest thing is we know LeBron can do this, but will he do it? That's what I don't know. I would like.
Have to.
He doesn't. That's the other thing. Yeah, like, what are you going to be? Player coach next year? And
yeah, does he care?
Player coach GM and just draft your kid and then just hang out in L.A. and sell tickets but not really win anything?
Right. I also wonder, too, in his head, like, his whole thing, and he does care about legacy. Does he care about it to the extreme that, like, an MJ did? I don't know.
Yeah.
But he claims, hey, I'm better than MJ already in his mind. And some people agree with him and some people don't. That's not what this segment is about. But I do think that if he felt like he had more to prove that he was better than MJ, he might be more willing to do that.
Exactly, man. Imagine if he became a role player, if he came off the bench for somebody and just was like basically a backup point guard, like, look at Vince Carter's the end of his career, right? Vince Carter is one of the most insane athletes I ever watched play basketball. And in the end, he became a great passer and he became a great three-point shooter. Like, where was all this? And I think it's made me love Vince Carter even more because he adapted his, he changed his game. Andre Iguodala was really great at that too. If LeBron does that, that'd be pretty rad. I think that would be pretty cool. I don't know if you're ever going to change people's minds about how they feel in terms of legacy for LeBron, but that's not going to hurt it.
Right.
That's not going to hurt it. If you're like, okay, so LeBron went to Oklahoma City, let's just say for fun, he goes to OKC, comes off the bench, but he's like a point guard facilitator and he has 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 15 assists.
Right.
That's sixth man of the year.
Right.
And I would love LeBron for it.
Right. And you use him to help teach the younger players. He gets what he wants because he gets to have his kid drafted and he'll play with his kid and
teach guys like SGA and Chet Holmgren how to be winners.
Right. And he can build the future. Those are all things that he could do. But when you're talking about a guy who I think we can all come to a consensus and say at worst case is top three all time. Do you really think that's like he's going to do that? Like if we thought about that in a business sense, right? Like you take all the richest people. Do we think that Jeff Bezos at the end of like Amazon is like, you know what? I'm going to go help Elon Musk. I'm going to go join Elon Musk's team and be his VP.
Yeah, join the evil and create a bigger evil empire. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so will he have the ego to do it?
That's the big question. I hope he does. At least for basketball and for us and for him, I hope he does. And speaking of that, as things change, Will, you mentioned this to me as we were texting and kind of show prepping for this, and it is very interesting to think about all these guys, LeBron, KD, Steph, guys that are kind of getting old and slowing down, losing playoff series, not making the playoffs, etc., passing to these young guys. Which young guys do we really love, and can they be the same brands that guys like Durant and Curry and LeBron are? We'll get to that next. This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Will Ordner, do you know what this song is?
It's Blink-182, isn't it? Damn it.
Nailed it.
Just staring at the stack over here, pretending like he knows it.
Oh, you're a jerk.
No, but I do know Blink-182. This is a good song. I got a lot of Blink-182 songs.
All right.
They're coming to town later this year, I believe.
Are they really?
Yeah, my wife is begging me. I mean, not like I'm not going to do it, but she just keeps reminding me, hey, tickets, tickets, tickets. I'm like, all right, babe, let's
do it. Well, because they're back together again after the one guy discovered UFOs.
Who discovered UFOs?
The lead singer. You didn't know this?
Isn't Travis Barker married to a Kardashian?
Courtney, the worst one.
Oh, that's still a thing?
There's a worst one?
Yeah, Courtney. Courtney sucks.
I thought Chloe was the worst.
No, Courtney sucks.
Okay.
Trust me if...
Is Chloe the one that killed Lamar Odom?
No.
She apparently saved him, too.
Depends on who you listen to.
Speaking
of sports podcasts... Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are dropping a podcast.
Get out of here.
I swear. Yeah, yeah. And it's got like the Kardashian name thing too. I got to find it.
I'm going to pass on all that above. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, we'll dive into a little Mariner talk. Plus questions about Michael Penix in Atlanta and things we haven't thought about quite yet. Plus we'll have it in the news, but to kind of put a bow on this NBA conversation that we're having as far as guys exiting. Look, we are now in a playoffs with no Durant, no LeBron, and no Steph Curry. Does anybody know the last time we had that after the first round?
After the first round without all three of them? What, 03?
Yeah, like Blazers.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like 2000? Like well, without
the
any
Lakers
of them?
Missed the playoffs 1 year with LeBron. But you can't tell me that Steph didn't.
Right, because Steph made it, and KD would have made it when he was in
And the East
Brooklyn.
Was super garbage.
Yeah, so aside from LeBron's first year, so 2003 is the last time we haven't seen one of those three.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's insane. But, you know, to your point, we were talking about this kind of via text message, like, it is a very cool conversation to think about. Who the next big guys are. Look, we already know Jason Tatum's one of them, okay? Mm-hmm. He's in commercials, Subway, Under Armour, whatever it is, Gatorade, right. Et cetera, et cetera. I have to assume Giannis is one of them.
Yeah, or I would say.
I mean, it's funny because I almost consider Giannis this like mid-range because of age.
Well, it's and I think Nikola Jokic kind of falls in the same category.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. They're not young, but they're next. They're obviously superstars, so you have to throw them in the category.
Right. And is their superstar going to get any bigger?
Right.
Like, can Giannis actually get better than what he is? God, that's terrifying.
I don't know, as like a basketball player, but like as a peak, like, do we care about him? Like, if he got a second title, now you're starting to talk about him in rarefied air.
Sure.
It's not going to happen this year, spoiler alert, but it could happen next year. Maybe they figure stuff out. You never know.
So then you can look around the league. You know, obviously I said Jason Tatum, which is funny because sometimes I think Jaylen Brown's the better player, but Tatum's the bigger star. Jimmy Butler would be in that.
Jimmy Butler would also be in that tier.
They're like
late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. you know.
Superstars. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how talented they are. Right. But let's look at the young guys, okay? Jason Tatum's one of them. Tyrese Haliburton.
Right.
Love me some Haliburton.
Big star. And he does it in a different way. I think that a guy like Tyrese Maxey could jump into there.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey.
Luka, of course, is going to be in there. Yep. SGA, Chet, Wemby.
Ant Edwards
has a chance. If you could buy Ant Edwards stock right now, this is Apple
of becoming a superstar sort of thing?
For being the face of the league. You should do it.
And that's the real question. And I knew we would get to Ant Edwards on this subject. Do you remember him coming out of Georgia? The question was, does Anthony Edwards really like basketball?
Right. The whole thing was like, because he's not afraid to joke around or talk about other things. He's like, I'm a better football player than basketball player. I remember listening, and there was a certain show host, not at this station, who said he wouldn't take Ant Edwards because he didn't love basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't love basketball, so
that's what they were saying.
Him.
Can't take him number one. Can't take him one. He doesn't love basketball.
Doesn't love basketball.
Boy, Minnesota sure is glad they took him number one.
He is awesome. And the comparisons to young MJ and the comparisons to young Kobe, like, they completely fit. But the thing that impresses me the most with him, and I'm going to keep going back to game two, because that was the game where, like, for me, I'd heard all this talk about, hey, this is the year where Ant Edwards is taking the next step, taking the next step, taking the next step. And for me, it's easy when things are going right. In game one, when you're hitting shots over Kevin Durant, one of your all-time heroes, and you can't miss, and offensively, you take over a game, and you win a home playoff game in your own barn, and you do it in a way where you take over the game. It's easy to be out there and high-fiving people and saying the right things and doing the right things off the court. But when things aren't going your way, in game two, when you can't hit the broad side of a barn, you're not making anything if it isn't a layup. What does Ant Edwards do? He goes out and he starts facilitating for others. He doesn't demand the ball go to him. He lets Mike Conley run a two-man game with Karl Anthony Towns. He goes out and he plays hard-nosed defense so that he can get easy layups because he got a steal. Or he has a huge block on Kevin Durant, and now Kevin Durant stops trying to attack the paint when they have Rudy Gobert out, which gets Rudy Gobert more rest time. When I saw that type of performance from Ant, that told me he could be the face of the league because he's fun. He's exciting. He's not a stick in the mud, and he's not afraid to do what he has to do to make that team win.
I've started to see him on kind of like sideline interviews, like post game
awesome.
And stuff. You can tell there's a lot of passion there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's really just about basketball, and those are the kind of guys we need to see. Now, the SGAs of the world. Now, I love his game a lot, but we got to talk to somebody here because, like, why are these games just on NBA TV? It's like tonight, man. I want to watch Paolo and Jalen Suggs,
mm-hmm.
NBA TV.
Can't get a look at it. And those
you know what I mean? I have it because I have YouTube TV, but I mean, to the average person, like you said, you have HBO Max, so you get to watch TNT tonight.
Right.
So
love
that's
TNT
dope.
Games.
But if you live in that world, which I would argue a majority, especially your generation, live in that world, you don't get to watch Jalen Suggs and Paolo tonight?
Right. Especially two guys who could be future stars of the league, like with what they've done.
Without a doubt.
Paolo is far and away the best offensive option that they have on an Orlando Magic team that is young and gelling together and playing good basketball.
And remember when Jalen Suggs was a bust?
Right, and now he's not.
He's not a bust.
He's not a bust, and he is awesome on the defensive end. He's going to be an all-defensive NBA player.
He was 19 when he came into the league.
I know. It's just for you Scoot haters out there, just
yeah.
relax.
Yes, yeah.
Relax.
In 2024, you think you could offer, like, anything close to what the NCAA does during March Madness and what TNT does stuff. So offer like the extra True TV game, something like that, not NBA TV.
I know.
Accessible to everyone.
It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, that'll put a little bow in some NBA talk for a little bit. We'll come back to some more at the 5 o'clock hour, take a look at some of the games tonight and how we're feeling about stuff. Dame injury updates, things like that, and Joel Embiid and blah, 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 blah. But coming up, we got in the news along with some thoughts on Michael Penix, but we'll start the 4 o'clock hour on our Seattle Mariners. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is Primetime. I'm Patrick Harris. That's Will Ortner, 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.